Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host this morning is Janet Entine.
Hi.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Councilman Peter Zuckerman. We were talking about the 311 number and the importance that it serves to the residents of the town. But what I wanted to go by now a little bit with Peter is, Peter's the councilman for the 2nd District, and earlier he went over what it is, but he just didn't become the councilman of that district. He had done many things first by being, he was very involved, and that's one of the most important things, I think, in electing a councilman, is have somebody, not that just walked in off the street and threw his name in, but has a history in the neighborhood. So, yeah, a neighborhood guy.
You know, I'll tell you, this is not a job that someone could just walk in, as you say, off the street and do this. You can't just wake up one day and want to be a councilman. You know, this is something that is very serious because you're dealing with people's safety and welfare every day. And, you know, I'm very lucky because I had the pleasure of being a trustee in the Incorporated Village of East Hills for 11 years. And I got to work with Mayor Michael Coleman, my mentor. And he really taught me everything that was necessary for this job. Now, you see, the thing about East Hills is an incorporated village.
Okay.
So East Hills, a lot of the services that East Hills government provides for its residents are similar to the services that the town provides townwide to areas that are unincorporated. So really my experience there is germane to this job. In addition to that, I was also a prosecutor in the East Hills Court. I'm also an attorney, and I'm also on the board of the Roslyn Little League and the board of the Roslyn Booster Basketball. And, you know, now East Hills, several years ago, in 2006, we opened the park pool facility. And I was one of the people who helped build this park pool facility. It's a beautiful park. John, Janet, you can come as my guest anytime. We can all take a swim. It's a beautiful park pool facility that we built. And, you know, that was a wonderful experience because we acquired the land from the Air National Guard. And this is an area of land which is in a residential area.
Okay.
And we acquired it from the Air National Guard, the government. There were different structures they talked about putting there. That would not be, say, friendly for in a residential area. But we acquired the land, and we built this beautiful park pool facility. And it's really the diamond of East Hills. And that was a wonderful experience. And I bring that to the table now. Now, one of the things that I'm working on in my district, which is also something that I'm very proud of, is the Roslyn Country Club project. And Supervisor Bosworth and I are committed to getting this project done.
That's okay. Can you talk about that a bit?
That's
a rough one. I mean, you read a piece here, you read a piece there, then you read nothing for a month or two, and then somebody seems to be suing somebody.
Okay. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, we actually had a meeting with members of the public last night about this. And, you know, it's a very complicated transaction because the town of North Hempstead is acquiring the land from Manny Malik and Corona Realty. However, there are certain contingencies, certain requirements in order for the contract to close. And those refer to easements as of right that all the residents have with respect to the country club property. So we're at a point now where back in November, after Election Day, we had a rollout meeting with the public where we outlined to the public the specific amenities that we're talking about. We're talking about a beautiful pool area for adults with swimming lanes. We're talking about an area that's children specific. We're talking about playgrounds, basketball courts. I mean, a beautiful facility. And however, we can't start building of this until the easements as of right are transferred or terminated. Now, one of the things is there's some things I cannot talk about
in
specific because there's some legal matters which are pending. And it's fair to say that these legal matters are in the courts. And once that legal matter is resolved, then the town could go ahead and construct it. And without getting into too many specifics on the legal matter, because we don't want to make everyone fall asleep, your listeners.
Sure, no, I understand.
But we're hoping to have some news with respect to that at the very end of August. Okay. And we're hoping that that then enables us to go ahead and do the building and the construction of Perfect. The beautiful Country Club facility.
I think the most important thing that listeners, and not even listeners, anybody in the town has to accept and realize is that you and Judy are on the side of the town and want to make something beautiful. And, yeah, unfortunately, things happen in life that you have to work through. It'd be nice if it was finished already. It will be finished eventually.
Well, see, that's the thing. And the Country Club area, you know, the Roswell Country Club has a long history with its residents. This was once a beautiful, beautiful,
magnificent
pool park structure within this lovely community. And it really has changed.
Right, okay.
And we're hoping that this project is a tremendous success, and this will beautify this area. I mean, because this area deserves it, and we're looking to do this. And this is something we talked about last night. Supervisor Bosworth and I, and the residents of the Country Club area, we're a team. We're
Good.
In this together. They're on board with us. We're speaking with them. This isn't something that we're just sitting in a room by ourselves. The members of the public are next to us. They're discussing the amenities. They're discussing all the aspects of the legal matters, so that everyone is together. And it's really, it's a really impressive group of individuals, I have to say. And I'm really happy and proud that they could be with us to help right. accomplish this.
Well, as a Roslyn Country Club person,
okay.
my husband's parents and my parents are original homeowners. So I've been there since the beginning, and the Country Club, as you say, was a diamond. And we really appreciate the town and its enormous energy in trying to help us obtain the stream back again.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, I can tell you that we've heard from so many members of the Country Club area, and everyone is so enthusiastic about this project because, you know, as you said, Janet, this is something that is so much part of the community, and really it'll be something that it's something that we really need to bring back.
Okay.
And this is something that we believe, hopefully, when we get some good news with the courts, that we'll be able to move forward with.
So maybe in September Peter might be back on the show.
I would welcome that.
Another big thing that I know goes on in the town now in the summertime, okay, we don't have the Roslyn pool, is Fun Day Monday. Just tell us about Fun Day Monday.
It's such a great time. I can tell you that every week there's a different theme, whether it's rock and roll or luau or just whatever the particular theme is. And it's such a wonderful day. We had our first Fun Day Monday of the season last Monday, and it was tremendous. I think the crowd of people that we had was larger than any time last year. I mean, I think our communications department and the folks that administer Project Independence have really gotten the word out. And and this is something that we're really proud about. And you know, we were there talking to the seniors, and they were. It's a beautiful day. You're by the beach. There's a beautiful breeze, and there's different booths there in which. For services, for instance, for different healthcare screenings, and then there was a farmer's market last week, and you know,
oh really? Okay.
Every week,
I just read about that in the paper this morning.
Yeah, Wednesday. I mean, beautiful fruit and beautiful vegetables, and just terrific. And every week there's a different theme. I mean, you know, some of the themes last year, was a hula, was a luau, and you know, we were actually doing the hula a little bit. Not great, but we were doing it. And it's really a tremendous day. And there's dancing, and there's food, and it's really a nice day.
And it's a day of socialization. I know the people that go are just so happy to see one another. They look forward to it, and it's really sensational.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, I think about what Project Independence is, and I think about, you know, my grandparents when they were alive. If they had something like this, this would have been tremendous for them because it would have taken them out of their houses. You know, I know as they got older, you know, and maybe their health deteriorated a little bit, they didn't have something like this.
Yeah.
And this, that's why I'm so enthusiastic about this, because if they had this, you know, this would have, I believe this would have prolonged their life because it's such a tremendous experience. It enables them, everyone to get out and experience, you know, the beauty, the summer. It's terrific.
I agree. I was with people last night, and that was the question of whose district in New Hyde Park. Friends of mine, their aunt, She's 85. He's 87. And they live in New Hyde Park, and he fell, and she did this. They don't know how to get to the doctor. They need help. I said, this Project Independence can help them.
Yeah,
they don't know anything about it. They didn't. Of course, my friends live in Denver and Connecticut, so that's a whole different story, but they came into town. I said, tell me, give me a call. I said, they're right here in town. Right. And this is the whole, they don't want to sell their house. They want to stay where they are. They own a house. It's like, it could be worked out, and there's no socialization. I said, oh, there's so many things going on that these people could participate in.
Absolutely. And, you know, and within that group of people that come, there's different mini groups that come. And it's such a tremendous, I mean, there's men playing bocce. There's people playing mahjong. I mean, it's really tremendous.
They play Scrabble, a lot of the ladies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I was with several members of the Albertson VFW, and I was playing bocce with my man Tony Catalano. We were playing bocce.
Oh, the man!
I'll give him a little plug.
Go ahead.
He's better than me, but he, you know.
When you can wind up having a day like that created, and it does, it gets it's the credit of the town to put something like this together that. It's amazing. It's what for the residents, you know, the stuff that you don't pay attention to. And the town of North Hempstead, and you have to agree, is unique. And you have a council, a group, with a supervisor, that they work together, and their focus is the people, literally the people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're very lucky because, I mean, we have the best supervisor. Supervisor Bosworth is unbelievable. And she really... leads us in a way that's positive for the community. It's not a question about politics, about different parties. It's not a question of that. We all are a team. We work together. You know, to give you an example, I was going to tell you that Angelo Ferrara.
Okay, yeah.
He was my Little League coach back when I was 8 years old.
Was he really?
Yes. So we've known each other. You know, we are belong to different political parties.
Angelo is another, maybe listeners don't know, Angelo is another councilman.
And he also has part of New Hyde Park, too, in his district also. But I will tell you, Angelo and I, we've known each other since I was a little kid. And, you know, it's a pleasure to work with him and everyone else on the town board because we're a team and we really, it enables us to go forward Project Independence and things like Fun Day Monday because we're all looking to do what's better for the public. I mean, you know, as far as Fun Day Monday, there's transportation for everyone.
I didn't say that, yeah.
I mean, you see, when I think about my grandparents, you know, at the end, they were not able to drive. And transportation is a huge thing. Project Independence provides transportation to supermarkets, to doctor's appointments. I mean, just it's tremendous. It's something that really is a service that we can be proud of.
Terrific. And actually, our time is up. It's amazing. I want to thank Councilman Peter Zuckerman for coming on the air. And hopefully he will come back in September or October with tremendous good news for us.
It would be my pleasure.
Terrific. And you're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, Project Independence, and you will be right back.